Joining me is Tam Wrigley, who's an ambassador for Magnolia Health, and we're talking about endometriosis, March being Endometriosis Month. Hi, Tam, how are you going?
Hey, Steve, how are you going?
Pretty well. I was really excited to hear about the fantastic activities that Magnolia Health organise and prepare, both to fundraise and to bring more awareness to endometriosis. And we've even had a fairly high profile case that's hit the news in recent times too, but I might just backtrack a little. Can you tell us about Magnolia Health and what they do?
Yeah, absolutely. So Magnolia Health has launched, and it's basically its main mission is to support Sunshine Coast local women who suffer from endometriosis and other pelvic pain. And what's different about Magnolia Health is that they're creating this community, this caring community, and they want to do courses and retreats and events around women and supporting women with endometriosis, which is something we don't see here or hear about much in our country. It's sort of one of those silent diseases that sort of fly under the radar. So Magnolia Health really want to make sure that we have a community here that supports women who are sufferers.
And you recently had a high tea fundraiser. Would you mind sharing how that went?
Yeah, it was one of their biggest fundraisers. This is their third year of doing the high tea, and they got over 175 women attended and raised over $10,000, which is absolutely amazing. So all that money is going to be invested back into Magnolia Health, and they're starting the six-week empowerment course, which launches on the 6th of May. So a lot of that will go into helping fund the care that everyone's looking for.
That is brilliant. It's such good news. And just in recent times, we've heard sadly in the news that Bindi Irwin was a sufferer of endometriosis, and it's kind of all caused by, we didn't know. Is that kind of the way that it sneaks up on people?
Well, it does, and this is a scary thing. It actually takes something like 7 years for a woman to diagnose whether she has endometriosis or not. So I think Bindi came out and said it took, 10 years she's been suffering with this. And it's 1 in 9 women that suffer from endometriosis. And I probably believe the scale is probably more like 1 in 4 or 1 in 5. It's just that a lot of women don't know that they have endometriosis. They just put it down to severe period pain and, not realizing that actually could be endometriosis. So I think those figures, if everyone sort of checked to see if they had it or not, would actually be a lot larger.
Yes, it really is concerning. And well, obviously, from a male perspective, I can only lend some sympathy rather than empathy. But it just seems to be something that we really need to find out so much more about. But you guys are planning fundraisers and more awareness raisers on a fairly regular basis. Is that right?
We will now that Magnolia Health is kicking off on the 6th of May. So there'll be a lot more around that organisation, because one of the visions is to create a Magnolia Community Centre so that one day, women's health clinics are there to support Sunshine Coast women who really do need the help, because I've been through endometriosis myself, and it's really hard to diagnose unless you have a laparoscopy. So, just to getting that support and being able to go and talk to somebody, the clinic's going to have 6 specialists involved in the house when the army gets up and running, and they're all around the endometriosis journey.
Well, we are just so supportive of the wonderful work that that Magnolia Health is starting here on the Sunshine Coast. And Tam Wrigley, who's an ambassador for Magnolia Health amongst many things that you do, thanks for keeping us informed and up to date. And we hope to be in touch again real soon to find out some more.
Anytime. Thanks, Steve.